Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hi, Awesomes. Welcome back to Awesome Today. I'm your host, Meg Teets. I am joined today by my all-the-time husband.
Sometimes Sunday afternoon fetal position napping.
Yes. You're fresh from a nap.
I did that. I feel like a giant child.
Why? Because you just laid down on the bed and the next thing you knew you were asleep.
Next thing I knew it was an hour later and I was like, where am I?
In your own bed.
Surprised I didn't drool. It was ridiculous.
I am surprised you didn't drool because you crashed out hard.
Yeah, I did. I had no intention. It snuck up on me. I had no idea.
Well, we had a delicious Sunday dinner of steak sandwiches with those croissants, and they were very carby and delicious.
Toasted, carby.
Yes.
Those fries were carby.
The fries. I didn't put it in the notes, but you got to mention the fries.
There's a secret to making fries.
Okay, and what is the secret?
The secret is go to McDonald's.
Okay.
No,
yes,
that's not.
But if that's not available to you.
A handful of ways you could do this.
Yes.
You can go buy a bag of fries in the frozen food section of your local grocer.
That's what we did today.
Perhaps even a Quickie Mart. I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah,
I doubt it.
Yeah.
But it's possible. Okay. I've not been to all the Quickie Marts
well,
in all the
sure.
land.
Yeah, that's true.
Or the Come and Goes or any of those type places. You could buy potatoes and cut them yourself.
God
either
bless you.
By
God
hand,
bless you
which
if you
I've
do.
Done many a time.
Yes.
And you've never blessed me before.
I have always
through
your
said. Own power or God's either.
I've always said health to your hands when
no,
you do that.
You've never literally said that in the history of our marriage or even knowledge of each other as humans.
I will say it to you now. Health to your hands.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, however it is you go about getting your potato pieces that will be fried. And I don't imagine that I'm revealing any secret that anybody who's messed with this doesn't already know,
mm-hmm.
but you got to twice fry them.
Twice fried
twice
fries.
I like to get the oil somewhere between 350, 375, which since our thermometer broke now is like I dip my hand in there
no.
and when all the flesh falls off, I know that the oil's ready.
You don't dip your hand in.
I
however,
do, I do hover my hand over yes. the top and feel the heat. I have a sense for it now.
Like when God created the heavens and the earth, and he hovered over the waters. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters. That is you hovering over the Dutch oven filled with hot boiling oil.
Okay.
Not boiling. It's not boiling.
It's not technically boiling. No.
Okay.
What is the boiling point of oil? Is there one?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is weird. I've never thought about this. Anyway, you twice fry them. You fry them once, you pull them out. I like to put them on paper towels to drain a little bit of the excess oil off. Make sure your oil gets back up to heat. Go at it again. If you have a very full fryer, go about 3 minutes for each of those two separate fries. When you're done with the second fry, if you need to season them, God forbid, put malted vinegar on them, which is delicious, or any number of other things, that's when you do it. And these were crinkle cut Fries?
Yes. May I interject?
Okay.
I want to say, for the record, that today I got the Orida.
Yeah.
Extra crispy fries from the freezer section.
Yeah, don't let them bullshit you. Before they've been cooked, there's no way they could be crispy.
Yes. They come pre-seasoned. Mm-hmm. They were crinkle cut. They were delightful.
I think the thing of note, before I was so politely interrupted, they're not quite as thick. These weren't as what you would refer to as a steak fry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they also weren't. What are the other ones even called? Not shoestring,
yeah,
but are they called shoestring? Mm-hmm. Well, they're not that thin.
Yeah.
And so what we ended up with was a delightfully crusty exterior, and then the inside was about the almost the consistency of cream.
Yeah, they were like mashed
potatoes. Sour cream. Yeah, like mashed potatoes, and it was amazing. The textural delight was worth the double frying time.
You've even done this with waffle fries.
Oh, yeah.
Those hold up
curly
well.
Fries.
Curly fries.
Go down the Forrest Gump list of fries. All the fries.
I think the reason we haven't done steak fries is, to my knowledge, nobody in this family likes steak fries.
Are you kidding? You love them.
I don't.
Holy crap in a bag and punch it. You've told me on so many occasions, I love steak fries. And that's how you say it. You get all weird voiced. I'm like, you okay?
Maybe we're splitting hairs on this.
Splitting potato hairs?
What I call steak fries, maybe you're thinking of potato wedges, like from the gas station?
No, no.
I mean, I do love
those.
That's
an entirely different thing, and everyone loves those, mainly for the seasoning that's on them, yeah. Not for the crispiness.
For sure, for sure. I hate steak fries. I don't know who you're thinking of in your life.
I've only ever been married the one time to the one person, and I'm not even sure I can call her a lady now because she's lying to you, brother. I know this. I know this like I know
the
warts on my own forearm. I know this. I've heard you say this so many times. I feel like you've betrayed not just yourself, but me too. Hashtag me too.
This is your me too moment.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Okay, maybe I hypnotized myself into forgetting that I said that, because, like, right now I feel like you're talking about a stranger.
I'm sure you do, and at the same time, I'm like, where is that stranger I married who's been lamenting the fact that I won't cook steak fries? I don't like them.
Okay, all right. Okay, but all of that to say, we definitely had a carb-heavy lunch. So then you tucked into bed by accident.
I didn't even tuck in. I, like, flopped down on the bed next to you and was like, hey, I... And then that's the last thing I remember. I didn't even complete the sentence.
It's true.
My mustache was all twisted up on my head later when I woke up. It looked like I'd wrestled.
Well, if you are in rare form today, if an Awesome Today fam notices you being in rare form, it's because you're freshly rested.
Or maybe, yeah, something.
Oh my gosh, can I tell you, I got to update you on what happened.
You just acted like you saw a mouse,
no,
and I freaked out. I picked my legs up, and in my mind, I screamed.
Okay, I'm going to let Awesome Today fam in on this.
Okay.
Prior to us recording, after lunch, you had given the dogs, Francie and Stella, bones because from the steak.
Yes, they love a steak bone.
They love a steak bone. They've been gnawing on them all afternoon. So prior to us recording, Francie, my dog, was under the table gnawing away on her bone. It's so loud. So you sent them both to their beds. And Francie was lingering and she was very reluctant. She's normally extremely obedient about getting her bed.
Yes.
But she was lingering because she could see that her bone was still under the table.
She snuck out.
No. You can hear one of the dogs is chewing on that one that was under the table.
Did
it's not
Stella
Francie.
Got it?
Yes, Stella got they out love, of her bed.
They love
got Francie's
to
bone.
Steal each other's bones. even if the two remaining bone nubbins are identical, it's not as good if it's not your sister's.
Absolutely, yes. Okay.
Is that a woman thing?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes, that story checks out for sure. Everyone who has a sister can testify. So let's get into it. Watching, reading, listening, and all of the lifestyle things.
Okay.
So you watched a movie over the course of two evenings or so?
Yeah, that is fair. It was two evenings. I could have powered through, but as I get further into my convalescence and old age, I realize, you don't have to. You can just stop it and start it another time.
Yes.
Morbius.
Yeah. So Morbius, some of you, especially if you're more tuned into the movie scene, the cinematic scene, Morbius is a 2022 release into theaters where apparently...
Right, April, I think.
Okay.
I think is what I read.
All right. Apparently it was kind of a box office flop, which is surprising because Morbius is based on a Marvel comic character.
Here's the thing about that.
Okay.
There's a lot of Marvel characters that no one's ever heard of.
Well, certainly I'd never heard of Morbius.
This is one of them.
Yes.
I skimmed a little bit of research after having watched it. Evidently, they dropped it first, and I guess this is relatively common. They introduced it first in Mexico, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it did well enough, they decided to bring it to the U.S. audience. That's odd. Although, and I hope I'm not besmirching anybody's reputation, I do feel like the people of Mexico absolutely love vampire stuff.
I think that's right.
In a major way.
Yeah.
Not creepy. Don't make it weird.
Right, right, right.
So that, and then I had some, no. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm arguing with myself in my own brain. I do that a lot. It's actually, I think the movie may have been written back in the mid to late 90s.
Really?
They'd even considered bringing this character alongside Blade.
Okay.
If you're not familiar, this is a Wesley Snipes character for other vampire-related stuff.
Yeah.
And this is a vampire-centric thing. It's a very different origin story for a vampirism than I've ever come across in the past.
Nicely done. Yes.
I did not enjoy it.
Okay. I'm curious why it didn't do well at the box office. Do you think it's because it's so different from other MCU Marvel Cinematic Universe films? Because those seem to be like the bread and butter of American cinema in terms of the popular movies right now.
Probably a little bit of that. I can't speak to the intellect of the average moviegoer that would be the one that determines success or failure at the box office. I can say it's not a terribly intellectual film.
Well, I noticed on Rotten Tomatoes it has like a critic score of like under 40%, but the audience score is like 71%. So,
and who knows how deeply impactful the critic score is to turn out at the box office. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've seen plenty of things that purportedly did well at the box office that this was better than.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the same time, I'm not like taking up arms to go pick at the Capitol for more viewership of this particular movie.
That would be quite the hill to die on, wouldn't it?
It would.
Okay. Well, if you haven't watched Morbius, it stars Jared Leto, who has been in a number of productions. To me, he will always be Jordan Catalano from My So-Called Life,
okay,
which aired never in the mid-90s. You weren't allowed. I don't think you had cable at the time.
He has a naturally frail physique.
Interesting. Does he really?
He does.
He's quite a controversial character. Not character, but like a person.
I believe that. He's got those eyes like things going on ain't all right.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely does. Matt Smith, who's famously been Doctor Who, he was Prince Philip in the first season or two of The Crown. You will recognize his face when you see him.
Oh, wait, are you talking about Moriarty?
No, somebody else.
Somebody else, okay. What's that guy's name?
Get out of here.
She's talking to the dog, not me.
Yes.
I typically, while we record, I don't climb into your lap.
I don't know that you will know the actor's name who plays Moriarty.
I know I won't. That's him.
Jared Harris.
Yeah, why? How could I be expected to know that? His last name is your maiden name.
Oh, do you want everyone... Are you trying to dox me? You want everyone to open up new credit card accounts in my name?
Listen, good luck with that.
You're rude.
I won't go into the details of why. Just give it a shot. I dare you.
Also, Michael Keaton.
He was in this?
That's what it says in the credits. Now, I didn't watch this as carefully as you did. It says he played Adrian Toomes?
I don't recall seeing. I didn't pay super close attention during large chunks of the movie. I do have an iPhone.
An iPhone.
iPhone.
Best Michael Keaton movie, go.
I think as the Batman, he was outstanding. Really? Although, in terms of writing, which he had nothing to do with, Multiplicity,
hands down, is the best Michael Keaton movie ever.
Very well done. It's fascinating. I like his special needs character.
Yes. That is the best Michael Keaton. Head and shoulders above the rest. Okay, Adria Arjona also is in Morbius. So
that's the female lead?
Yes.
I don't, and I'm not an avid goer, watcher of modern, current day movies. Yes. I've not seen her in anything before. I thought she was impressive.
You don't consistently and constantly IMDb during movies the way
no,
I do.
No. When a guy does it, it's called stalking.
All right. So again, that was Morbius on Netflix. You would give it a thumbs up, it sounds like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Watch it. Watch part of it. You'll either be invested enough to finish it and feel not offended, or you'll just not be into it and not feel guilty about turning it off.
Okay. On the YouTube, I found a new channel. This one's kind of been in my periphery for a while, but I really started watching.
I'm out of drink.
You are?
Yeah.
Already?
Do you want a refill?
No, I'm good. Shall I just keep talking?
Keep talking loudly. Oh. Listen as I walk.
Okay, well.
A few feet away.
As you all know, I, from time to time, find new YouTube channels new to me. This is by far not a new YouTube channel. This YouTuber, say YouTube one more time, this YouTuber has over 500,000 subscribers, so obviously she's been doing this for a while. But I found the YouTube channel of Beryl Sharashevsky.
That's the longest you've talked without me interrupting.
You may be right in that. I was just saying, Beryl Sharashevsky is a young woman who has a YouTube channel. She's probably like mid-20s-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And her YouTube channel is all about food, but it's mostly her making food from around the world, suggested by her subscribers. So
okay.
Some of the videos, I just went through some of her popular ones. Some of them are like 10 countries that tell us what goes on white rice. So she'll have a subscriber who sends in like a little video and be like, mm-hmm. Well, my name is this. I live in like Thailand. And then they'll say what they eat on white rice in Thailand, for example. What the world eats when they're sick. How the world eats eggs.
Does anyone else eat chicken soup?
I haven't actually watched that one. I'm looking forward to watching it.
How dare you come unprepared.
I looked through her popular uploads, not the ones that I've watched recently. But I love her point of view on this channel. First of all, she has a very charming, very engaging personality. You may not have heard me say this as you were in the kitchen, but she has over 500,000 subscribers, so I'm not the only one who enjoys her approach.
At least 499,999 other people.
Yes, that's right. The math checks out.
Are you subscribed?
I am subscribed.
Okay, then my numbers were correct.
Okay. I'm an easy subscriber. If I'm watching a YouTuber and they're like, hey, can you like and subscribe? I'm like, sure.
I already did. Where were you? I subscribe to things temporarily.
Yes.
There's no forever subscription. Call me a jerk if you'd like. I have never once in the entirety of my life, childhood or adult, liked a YouTube video.
And now you can't. Like, you're entrenched in this. You couldn't like a video now if you wanted to.
If I did it, now the algorithm would lose its mind.
I don't think you even...
It would spawn the takeover of the machines.
I don't think you've even liked any TikTok videos, have you?
Not a one. No, like, that's not true. Like, four.
Okay.
Every once in a while, one will come along that has, like, 3 likes that I think is pretty good, and maybe I just caught it early before the people piled on.
Yeah.
So I'll throw a like out there. But it's been months since that's happened.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it keeps your algorithm nice and pure mm-hmm. if you are not always interjecting your likes, right?
Yes.
Anyway, I've had this on. It's one of those background channels where, you know, just need a little background noise. I've deeply enjoyed it. Food is so fascinating to me. As you know, because you have known me for over 2 decades, the intersection of food and culture is forever fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Like Anthony Bourdain, his series, yes. Any show, Somebody Feed Phil, any show that takes you into a culture that you don't know that much about, or maybe even if you do, and they show you that how the culture reflects the food and the food reflects the culture. I just love it.
I have a random aside.
Okay.
Did you know that Bourdain and Joe Rogan were buds?
No, I did not.
I didn't either.
How did they even know each other?
So Bourdain was a big UFC fan.
Mm.
And
I did not know that.
Rogan both, like, was a, I don't know if he was professional, semi-pro, what. He was a, he was a fighter for a time, also recognizing his future wasn't in that.
Yeah.
And he has since become commentator and huge proponent for the development of the sport. And it was, I think it was through that that they really got to begin to being around each other. And as he talks about it, it was the type of friendship where he was just terrified he'd say something to screw it up because he so enjoyed being around Bourdain.
Yeah.
And they got to the point where Bourdain would, send pictures and messages from wherever it was that he was experiencing cool food and things like that. Now, don't tear up here.
I already am.
I almost teared up when I read this. So, as you might imagine, Rogan being a popular person, he cycles through phones and numbers and things, but he has kept the phone that Bourdain had access to him through, and goes back so he wouldn't lose the messages and the pictures and stuff. He desperately misses. I found out all of this because just in the past week, Rogan had made some comments seemingly out of the blue about missing Bourdain and that friendship. And that's pretty cool.
Wow, that's I'm just going to take a minute to cry.
Well, that's fine. I hope everybody has a friend like that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay.
And if not, I am not available.
Don't come barking up your tree. We were talking about something earlier this week, and then
you forgot?
No, I put it in the notes.
Oh, okay.
We remembered, you recalled, like a line, I think. You have this capacity for remembering movie lines. You cannot remember the actor's name.
It's true.
But the lines, the material, like the actual text of the movie, it seems to stand out to you. You recalled something from the movie Conspiracy Theory.
Yes.
And
I'm not remembering what it was I recalled now.
When I put in my notes, I was like, do I just write conspiracy theory? You're like, conspiracy theory and life experiences. That Mel Gibson movie.
Mel Gibson, Julia Roberts.
Yes, that's right. It's like 1997.
It's ancient.
Yes. It may have been, you know what it may have been about, was I was saying that I wish that I had something that I was like full on obsessed with, like that consumed my thoughts and free time. And it may have been in reference to that because in the movie Conspiracy Theory, Mel Gibson's character is fully obsessed with conspiracy theories.
He is.
Hence the name of the movie.
And with the book Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, that's what it was.
Every time he walked like past a bookstore and saw it, he had to go in and buy a copy.
Yes, and then he had like a bunch of copies of
it. Bookshelves of that book, yes. For whatever reason, and I feel like this came up in conversation as we talked about it, and I can't remember why. There's a scene where he's rigged his whole place so that if...
Oh, that's right.
If somebody governmental was to come in, he can flip a switch and the whole place ignites and burns down to destroy all the evidence.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how I want to live my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just be able to just burn it down and walk away.
Yep. Nope. Nobody knows what he was doing.
But you gotta get the doggies and the kids.
They'll know how to run out. I'll throw a bone in the hallway and tell each one of them that it belonged to the other, and they'll both race out.
Exactly. Okay, reading-wise, this week I read on audio a book called Young Rich Widows.
You were jealous?
Of the Young Rich Widows.
Mm-hmm.
This is an Audible exclusive. So Audible's been doing
Why don't you just buy an insurance policy on my life?
You weren't supposed to know about that.
It
was supposed to be discreet.
As you know, you're not trusted with money, so all transactions have to clear through me.
That is the biggest bunch of BS you've ever said on mic. Okay, no.
Isn't that funny? Like, yeah. I don't even have half a clue what you spend money on. I don't even know.
In fact,
just know it's gone. Every month, it's gone.
I have got to get our setup more complete so that if something should happen to me.
You promised to do a thing that you haven't done yet
on what?
Money as it relates to tracking monthly
things that's true.
And stuff. I wanted to bring that up for everybody else to hear.
Okay, good. Thank you. I do have the taxes ready to go, though.
That's good. That was 2 weeks ago.
No, it was not. It was this week.
And we are, in fact, now months after tax time.
Well, but we're not delinquent. Let's not leave the wrong impression. Well, we file an extension every year.
What? And by file an extension, Meg means we leave the country. And bootleg whiskey.
Yes, it's a vacation extension. Anyway, Young Rich Widows is an Audible exclusive, and Audible has, I think they're kind of ramping up their original programming.
Help me out. What does that mean? What's an Audible exclusive? It means you can't even read it on paper if
that's
you want
right.
to?
Exactly.
Okay.
It is a book that is written to be performed, and only Audible has the rights to it.
Okay.
So, Young Rich Widows is that. It's written by four women. It was a collaborative project.
Can you imagine that?
The only thing that makes sense to me is that
they sat in a square, because with four, you can't have a circle. And they each just said the next word, moved around and around and around. That's how they wrote it?
That sounds like
Wouldn't that be a nightmare?
That sounds like actual utter hell. No, the story of Young Rich Widows tells this story from the perspective of four widows. And so I'm thinking that...
And young and rich.
Well, they aren't rich for most of the action of the movie. Mm-hmm. Of the book. I think that each of these four authors had one character that they wrote. Does that make sense?
Okay.
That's the only way I can see this working. It's written by Kimberly Bell, Lane Fargo, Kate Hollihan, and Vanessa Lilly. And it's performed by Dina Perlman, Carissa Vacker, Helen Laser, and Ariel Blake. And it tells the story. It takes place in the mid-1980s from the end of 85 going into 86.
The era of cocaine and stock market
There is a lot of cocaine. Not that the characters are doing cocaine, but there's a lot of cocaine adjacent things happening.
Yeah, you can't be in the 80s and not be cocaine adjacent.
Right.
Unless you are cocaine, and then it's not adjacent.
Right. Each of these four women that it tells the story of are married to a small law firm, the partners, like the senior partners.
Each
of this.
Is married to a partner.
Yes.
Okay. They're each not each married to all the partners.
Right. They're each married to a partner.
That'd be a hell of a story.
The opening scene of the story, the plane, the private plane that these four lawyers are on goes down over the Manhattan Sound or whatever. It's taken off from New York City and the plane explodes in the air.
Awesome.
Everyone dies. Okay. And so the story unfolds from there because the women find out shortly after their spouses die that they owe the mob $4 million.
Oh, boy.
Which is not a small amount now, but in the mid-1980s was an even more significant amount.
At least double the equivalency as inflation goes. And with recent inflation, maybe three times.
Okay. Now, this is not like the most compelling story I've ever heard. I will say the performances are very good. The story is a little predictable, but it was... You know what? This is one of those books.
When you're doing coke, you can't afford a lot of extra brain power. It needs to be straightforward.
Well, this is one of those books that does exactly what you hired it to do.
Okay.
If you want a little mystery, a little 80s nostalgia, really great audio performances.
Pastels?
I don't know about pastels, but definitely shoulder pads play in.
Pastels play in, or it's not the 80s. How dare you?
It's just like if you just want an entertaining book, it's not going to change your life. It's probably not going to be on your top reads of the year. But if you're just looking for something to listen to, I would recommend it. Again, if you have Audible, because it's only available on Audible.
I don't think you're going to read it.
Yeah. No, that's wrong. You're wrong when you say that. But
how else would you say read it if you weren't referencing actually reading?
You were reading it via audio, and that's how I did it.
Yeah, but I'm saying then how would you refer to it if you were literally using your eyes and not your ears to read written
then
words?
I say read in print when I make the distinction.
You've said this before?
Absolutely, I have. More than a few times.
Okay, I challenge any member of the awesome to the community.
The awesomes have my back. They know.
To provide time-stamped references to when you've said this.
No.
Without those receipts, I do not accept the validity of this story.
Do you have any reads?
Not that the people want to hear about.
Do you have any listens?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Not specifically. I have been, I make a regular practice, I at least usually do, one to four times a week as I travel in my vehicle, of allowing Spotify to regale me with whatever suggested playlist they have. And I've not come across anything this week on those that was so good that I reached over and said, "Hey, you there, fella, go into my favorites."
And that's to you, because you may not like videos on YouTube, but you will like a song on Spotify so that you can kind of keep track of it, right?
Yeah.
You have a long list of liked songs.
I have a favorites. Everybody that has Spotify would. Anything that you like goes into your favorites or your liked playlist. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm not in the mood to be adventuresome and I just want to hear things, I'll go over to that list and either play it straight through or on shuffle. And, might I add, I am not even remotely reticent, hesitant, any of the words to remove that thing. As it plays, as it comes up, if I'm like, nah, you know what, I'm not feeling it, I don't enjoy Gangnam Style anymore, then I will remove it in that moment from the list. I want to keep that list pristine.
Yes, yeah. But nothing this week that stood out to
you? Nothing made it onto the list. I kicked a few off. That's fine. I'm not going to besmirch their name.
Excellent.
It was an affair we had for a time. We didn't get married.
The flame has gone out.
For one or both of us.
Okay. I would like to tell everyone the flame has come back on for me, in that the podcast Normal Gossip Season 3 just came out.
Okay.
It's delightful. I love it so much.
That's why you let me fall asleep earlier, so you could listen to your podcasts without interruption.
No, because Normal Gossip comes out on Wednesdays. That is my first listen on Wednesday mornings. I listened to the whole new episode, Season 3, Episode 1, before I left to take Nico to school on Wednesday morning.
That feels about right.
Yes. And
that's when I came downstairs, I didn't even say hello, and you were like, shut up!
Yes. I screamed, shut up in your face.
Yeah.
I don't even listen to podcasts on higher speeds.
I don't even know what a podcast is.
Well, have I got a surprise for you.
Here's the thing, boy.
Anyway, it's highly enjoyable. I love that podcast so much, and it is back for Season 3.
Okay.
But I really spent most of my week listening to Young Rich Widow, so I was not very much in podcast land.
That explains a lot. Your focus this week on that and
getting that insurance policy.
The insurance policy, the way that you've behaved in discourse with me.
Yeah, it all checks out. I'm going back to the future.
Yes.
Let's talk about some lifestyles.
Lifestyle?
I picked up two gigantic mums at Costco.
Yep. And what she means by that is British mothers.
No. It's mum season. Costco.
And by the way, how dare you fat shame them by calling them gigantic?
Yes.
It's unkind of you.
Wait till you see these mums, though.
That makes it okay?
Yes.
Okay.
It's mum season.
You love a mum.
I love a mum, okay? Chrysanthemum. It's so satisfying to say. And they signal fall.
Do they?
When you were in high school, did you guys do mums for homecoming?
Not that I recall.
Really?
We may have. There's things I remember. You're talking about like almost a century ago.
You were playing football. You did not care about mums.
We're here for the football, not the mums or moms.
Well, we just down the road in my hometown absolutely did mums for homecoming games, purchased for you by the date with whom you were going to homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had some pretty over the top, I feel like.
Mums. High expectations in return for the mum?
No, how dare.
How dare you.
But mums...
That top's coming off.
Mums these days are bonkers. Especially, I feel like Texas prides themselves on just absolutely making them almost unwearable with all of the ribbons and accoutrement.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But that's not a real mum. That's a homecoming mum. Real mums, I really do love. And the mums at Costco were $15 each, and they are ginormous.
So you spent this month's booze allotment on mums.
Yes.
Wow.
I do think we could probably make booze
back
out
to
of
toilet
the
swill for us. Prison hooch. Damn it.
We celebrated AJ's birthday. We mentioned this last week. I can't remember if there was anything, like, she didn't have, like, a big special request for a birthday meal or anything.
She wanted Asian food.
That's right.
Which
yes.
we ordered.
Yeah.
Because that's one cuisine that I find quite, I'm challenged by it. I can't even attempt it. It scares me.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did that. This week I also got the twins started in karate.
Karate.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
Empty hand.
They are so pumped.
It's not real karate, or he wouldn't have suggested that they get nunchucks.
They do have nunchucks.
Because literally karate means empty hand. Now you know, I probably learned that in college in my liberal arts degree.
Yes.
I don't know when I learned that, but that's a thing.
They are so thrilled. And I'll tell you what, they're kind of naturals at it. I think they've watched enough karate on film,
possibly
animation, that they had a good sense of what was going to be happening. But they're super excited.
Do you know what I did today?
What?
For the first time maybe ever in their lives, I delivered a karate threat.
Oh!
I said, do you even want to go back to karate ever again?
Yeah.
Then stop hurting Nico.
Okay, but to be fair, what did Nico do to them?
Undoubtedly, he'd done something, but we got to train those boys up, especially with their newly found fighting skills.
That's
train
true.
Them up that you don't retaliate through violence.
What's the best karate movie?
The best karate movie? Probably American Ninja.
You
don't even
Ninja?
Know. It's so old.
Really?
The things. Actually, I'll even go back further to be more realistic. The best karate movie, which are actually kung fu movies.
Wait, what is kung fu and karate? Are they the same
thing?
They're
different forms of
martial
arts. I understand
they're both martial arts.
Yes, but they're different forms, different disciplines within. But the old kung fu movies that have been dubbed, those are the best.
Okay.
Ever. I know what you want me to say, and I'm not
going
to say
it. I know what my opinion is, and that's The Karate Kid.
Yeah, it's not even a karate movie. It's a evening soap opera with a man who grew up to be hideously ugly. As the star.
My favorite is not just original Karate Kid. It's
you
Karate
like Johnny?
Kid 2.
2?
Yes. When they go to Japan.
Was that 2 or 3?
No, I know for a fact it was
okay.
2.
Okay, I'm just checking. I wasn't trying to start a Young Rich Widows Club in our own home.
Well, we better watch yourself then.
You better Daniel, check yourself.
Daniel accompanies Mr. Miyagi to Okinawa.
Yes.
And it's my favorite movie of that era. I've watched it probably 30 times. Yes, you're doing the...
I did the thing from the thing. It's the episode 2's version of Wax On, Wax Off.
Yes.
They had the drum thing
yes.
that they rolled
yes.
in their hands.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, and the move. There's always the move that's like preposterous and it would never work.
Right.
Other than the one instance where they used it because it was so stupid, the opponent never suspected they'd actually try that.
It works in movies, though.
Well, the sad thing is, for young Daniel LaRusso, is he spent hours upon hours practicing this move that he'd only ever use once.
It's true.
And that was it.
That's true. That was it.
It's like, listen, there's foundations of everything. Get good at the basic principles of it, and you won't have to rely on gimmicks.
Get good, noob.
Maybe. Maybe.
Speaking of the twins, one of the best purchases that I've made, although you hate it, and I think you would say this is one of the worst purchases, is I got them each their own exercise ball for sitting on while they're doing their homeschooling. Yeah. If you guys can see the faces that Kyle is making right now, you hate it.
Well, because when I see them, they have they're laying on it with their pelvis and their hands on the ground, laying across the ball and then rolling their little boy parts all over the ball.
That's not all they do, okay?
It's not the only thing, but it is a very prevalent action that goes on, and it's like, that's just hands-free masturbation, and I am not a fan of that. How dare you? What else could it be?
No, that is, they do like to do
that. Yeah, they do. They get this faraway look in their eye.
No, they, both of them definitely do sit and bounce and get their energies out as they are working on homeschool.
I'll take your word for it.
And other things. So, other lifestyle news. I feel like I just jam-packed the lifestyle section with my stuff, so if
it's
you
fine.
Have things to mention, please do. My bubble bath hobby keeps on a bathing.
Yeah.
I truly, truly love my bubble bath time, and last night I did a 1-2 combo punch to myself.
Is that why, like, you ran down the hallway naked and cannonballed into the tub?
Oh my gosh.
I came in, you knocked yourself out. I came in and propped your head up out of the water just so you wouldn't drown.
The thought of jumping into our cast iron clawfoot tub, I would knock myself out.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Cast iron's not forgiving.
No, it is not.
Feel free to make a t-shirt with that on it.
Okay. Last night, because I had quite the ringer of the day emotionally.
Okay.
I did a little combo where I did some Epsom salts.
Yeah.
Which everyone enjoys for a bath, right?
Especially old people.
Well, I'm old. And then I did the Dr. Teal's Sleepy Time bubble bath.
Who is this Dr. Teal?
Dr. Teal, I don't think he's a real doctor.
He's not a real doctor.
But he does have a whole line of bubble baths.
I am going to, from now on, insist that both you refer to me as Dr. and Teal.
Okay.
If he can assume doctor, I'm assuming it's a he. Is it a she?
Yes, I don't know.
If they, if whoever it is can assume doctor, I will assume their whole name.
Okay.
You may now say that this show is brought to you by yourself and your sometimes husband, all the time jackass, Dr. Teal.
Okay. Just so we're clear on that happening. But seriously, I find it to be, I mean, obviously so relaxing, but also, there's something about the sensory component. It just helps me to feel like, I don't know how to say this.
Like you're reading?
Well, I do like to get in there and read, and there's no doubt about that.
It always terrifies me.
Why?
Because you've been known to fall asleep in there.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's a paper book, who cares? But I don't want you ruining your electronics.
I know, it's true. I have dropped more than a few books in the tub while I was reading.
Oh, I know.
That's why I moved to electronics. Because I kept ruining books.
Is this? Screw the electronics. Kyle just keeps buying more phones. I have a question.
Okay.
Bubble bath related.
All right.
There's another something. I don't know the name of it. And that's what I'm asking. That you've used. That has a very potent and long-lasting smell. What is it?
It's probably the Dr. Teal's.
Nope.
It's not lavender?
No.
There's another one that I do have that's lavender plus something that smells like cologne.
Okay. I'm guessing that has to be it. And I got no lavender from it.
Okay.
When you use it,
yeah,
it takes a solid 36 hours for the bathroom to not smell like it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really like that one. I should probably just throw it out.
Thank God, because I can't stand the smell of it.
Oh, this is news to me. Okay.
I've held in, I always hold in the secret truth until we record.
That's great.
Because
it's very healthy.
You're not, so far, you've never physically struck me on mic.
That's true. I have not. Okay.
I hate it.
Okay. Well, I'll toss it, because I don't particularly like it either.
I was just going to say, whatever it is, Epsom salts in me, Dr. Teal, I much prefer that.
Okay.
I'd even buy you two more of that to get rid of the other thing, just so I don't ever have to smell it again.
I need to expand the bubble bath collection. I've got the Dr. Teal's lavender. I have one, what?
Where are you on bath bombs? What are those? Do these even count as bubbles? I don't even know.
I'm not a big fan of the bath bomb. I think they're gimmicky.
Okay.
I do think that they do add whatever the ingredient is, like if it's supposed to be moisturizing, blah, blah, blah.
Sure. And then you've got a film on your tub.
Yeah, I don't
That's
like it.
Delightful, right?
It's my personal preference. I would much rather do a bubble bath than any of the other bath enhancing.
Have you tried Dawn?
Not yet. That's next.
One lady soaked her hands in it, right?
That was Palmolive.
Oh, that was Palmolive. Well, yes. Have you tried Palmolive?
No. Is Palmolive still being made?
I can't imagine it's not. I'll go find you some if you'll bathe in it.
Absolutely not. That's not worth it.
But
I'll just
be
give
so,
it a goop.
You'll be so soft.
No.
Yeah. Let's do this.
No, absolutely not.
We'll live stream it.
No. Also, no. Speaking of smells, though, it smells like dog in here so bad. And speaking of baths, I'm going to have to give the dogs baths tonight. They stink.
They're gamey.
They're very gamey. They smell like dogs who've been playing outside.
They haven't even done it that much.
Not enough to stink this bad.
No.
It just, like, smells I'm very sensitive to. And they stink.
Evidently not that first bubble bath.
Well, it didn't bother me to the level that it bothers you, apparently. It did smell very cologne-y, which was unexpected.
I ran out of the bathroom yelling and clawing at my own eyes. Which
at your
makes
eyes?
No sense because I couldn't see the smell. That's how deeply it messed with me.
Mm-hmm. You picked up a bottle of gin this
week. I did.
That we'd never tried before.
You know why?
No.
Because we went to the liquor mecca, or liquor store, as some people call it. And I asked you what... Because usually just one of us goes in.
Yeah.
The other one sits in the car like a preteen that can't behave in public places.
Yep.
And sometimes doesn't even get the window cracked. But I was the nominated go-into-the-store person this time.
Yeah.
And I asked you, is there anything specific you're in the mood for? And what'd you say?
I said, I would be open to a scotch. We haven't. You got the Glenmorangie, which that was weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been weeks since we've had scotch.
So I said, like, maybe a scotch. I would even take a cheap one, like Artbeg's Wee Beastie, which is like $35.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not like a budget scotch, let's be honest.
Are there budget scotches?
Well, sure.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
To me, Wee Beastie is a budget scotch. Nope.
They got all kinds of great names. Old Pal. And Street Person. They have all kinds of names for the low-end scotches.
Okay, so I said maybe either
a Butthole Fire.
Yeah, no doubt. I said maybe either a scotch or a gin, which we have not had on hand for a few hot minutes.
Right.
And what did you come out with?
Well, beautifully, the way that this particular store is laid out, they keep the scotch all the way in the way back.
Yeah.
And the gin is en route. Mm-hmm. There's technically three routes to the back, but nobody, if you ever go to a liquor store and you choose to walk down the aisle that has all the additives.
The mixers.
Instead of the booze.
Yeah.
You've basically just admitted you're a complete rube.
A rube.
Yes. I refuse to walk down that aisle. And then the middle aisle is like wines and triple sec and things like that, which is, it's borderline. Hmm. And so I only go the one way. Mm-hmm. And there's always multiple people there. And it's a tight, they make use of all their square footage. Mm-hmm. So there's always rubbing against people to get through there, which isn't my favorite thing.
Tight squeeze.
But they seem to like it.
Tight squeeze, full breeze.
Now you got the chills.
Now you got the goosebumpies.
That's not how it goes.
I'm sorry. You have to make it rhyme.
What did goosebumpies rhyme with?
Full breeze. Cool breeze.
Bumpies rhymes with breeze. That's a stretch.
No, wait. Hang on. Dot, dot, line, line. So you're calling up your spine. I got to say this whole thing or else I don't know how it goes. Tight squeeze, cool breeze. Okay. Now you got the goosebumpies.
That's ridiculous. The way that it goes is 10 knives in your back.
Well, that's in the
blood
middle.
Blood gushing down your back. Spiders crawling up your
spine.
Back.
No.
Cool breeze, tight squeeze. Now you got the chills.
You're wrong. This is patently wrong.
Your life is a lie.
Your life is a lie, and it doesn't rhyme either.
There's nothing necessary because this isn't just something you sing-song say. It's a practice. You do it.
It's a physical embodiment.
Stab someone in the back with a literal butcher knife, and then you have to hurry through the rest so they don't bleed out.
You forgot about crack an egg on your head, yolk running down.
That wasn't part of the one that I grew up with.
Well, I feel sorry for you.
You would. While you're over here saying words like goosebumpies, English lit major. Anyway,
yep.
Liquor store. I'm walking towards. How do you say that word?
Towards. Okay.
There's a W in there.
I know.
I feel necessary to emphasize it.
Swords.
Swords is another. So you're walking towards the scotch in the back, but
yeah.
To get there, you walk by the gin, mm-hmm. unless you're a rube and you've gone down one of the other aisles. And I'm eyeballing it. I'm side-eyeing it, but not in a negative way. And I'm looking at the gins, just seeing, is there anything? And I was severely distracted by the mezcal, and I almost got that instead.
Ooh, because it's a smoky.
Yeah.
Just like the scotch is a smoky situation.
Yes, but there was actually a gin. The Botanist is the brand that is an Islay gin from Scotland, which is in fact where scotch is also made. If people weren't able to put that together.
You did it.
What'd you think?
We've only had a little bit of it. My first sip, I was like, oh, wow, this is nice. You know, it's not as smoky as I would have thought. It's very juniper forward.
Very.
Very, very, very.
You could probably turn it into a bubble bath.
Of juniper. Juniper breeze.
Feel like she smells like she rode her bike into a cedar bush.
That's what it, like, it's that juniper.
It's so junipery, your hands feel sticky just from sipping it. Nobody in our house washes their hands with booze yet. Except for when we're performing tracheotomies.
I was going to say, during COVID we did, but no.
There were only two tracheotomies during COVID.
Truly, it was surprising to
me
because
they were elective.
I was expecting like a whiff of smoke with a gin coming from Scotland.
Right.
But maybe the Islay scotches are not the smoky ones. Is that true? I don't know.
I think they are. I think the Highlands, I don't know.
Are
I'm
the
probably
sweet ones?
Completely misquoting. I feel like the Highlands are the bright ones and Islay tends to be smoky.
Okay.
I'm trying to make up words to say while you search, but why are you searching in your text messages for this?
I'm not.
You found it?
Okay, is that
Laphroaig?
Laphroaig is an Islay.
Yeah, that's.
So is that smoky?
Yeah, that's very peaty.
Okay. Well, so all of that to say, yeah, typically smoky. All of that to say, I was expecting a hint of smoke, even though I don't know how that would work in a gin. That was my expectation, but it is just like super, super, super gin. Like, yeah. If you like the juniper aspect of gin, you would love the Botanist.
It's so beyond just the juniper berry. Literally, the idea of crashing your bike into a cedar tree or bush. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of that beyond just what the juniper berry itself does. It's potent.
Yes.
Which fits for anything from Islay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wonder, Meg, if their perspective was, hey, we got, if we want something smoky, we got all these scotches we make. If we're going to take a foray into making gin,
okay,
let's make something different.
Now that makes sense. I can understand that. Do you have anything else?
No.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
Our dear and beloved Claire of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember last week we were pondering, when does Awesome Today come out?
Yes.
For Claire as she's listening in New Zealand. She took the time to message me.
She said right after the sharks attack.
Do they have sharks in New Zealand?
I'm probably thinking of Australia. I don't know. I just see headlines from that region of the world about shark attacks here in the last few weeks.
Okay.
I hope it wasn't her.
No. She said that they are 17 hours ahead of us in New Zealand. And that that means the podcast drops late on Monday afternoon as she's listening to it. They are just about to, they do have Labor Day. We were pondering
two other countries have Labor Day.
She said they do have Labor Day, but it's at the end of October. We're in the middle of our longest stretch between public holidays here, and Labor Day is the next one. Spring has sprung here, and our fruit trees in the garden are starting to blossom. So, thank you, Claire.
Outstanding.
Every single time I get a message from her, I just, like, it makes my day.
Well.
Day made.
Would it disappoint you to know she doesn't actually exist? It's a separate phone account that I keep.
This whole time?
I've been doing it because I love you. Sorry, Claire.
Okay. Well.
I have one thing.
Oh.
I haven't thought about how I'm going to say this, so it'll probably sound stupid, and everybody's welcome to pretend like it's over and go have an awesome today now, would you? Goodbye, thanks, do it, and see you later.
Okay.
So, if you didn't want to listen to what's next now, you didn't have to. I hit a funk mentally early this week. And it was very agitating because I knew I was not in my groove.
Right.
And I couldn't find a way out of it.
Mm-hmm. To unfunctify.
To unfunctify, to get back into the sweet spot of some things.
For sure.
That actually equates to money for me. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of important to Come on, man. Or just die so your wife can be part of that rich widow's club.
There we go.
Since she got that insurance policy, damn it. It happens. It's frustrating. And on the heels of my own recovery, I know somebody else that began a thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
It was me.
Oh. Do you have any thoughts, any words of encouragement, any guidance to the people, any take two apples and call me in the morning?
Two apples?
Yeah, because you want to keep the doctor away, but then you don't want to actually take Tylenol or ibuprofen.
Yeah. I mean, I take ibuprofen.
You love ibuprofen.
I eat it like candy. I did find myself in a funk over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that sometimes it's good for me. I try to, like, not tell people, but then it, like, can't help but come out, like...
Because you have a green fume about you?
Yeah, exactly, and I can't control it, but I think I'm controlling it. Sometimes you need somebody...
I'm not angry, you're angry!
I wasn't even angry. It was more on the more depression end of things.
Borderline angry.
Well, sometimes anger can be a symptom of some struggles with depression, more like rage. But I wasn't angry, I truly was. I was on the opposite end of just, like...
You were happy?
Nope.
That's the opposite of angry.
The depression end where it's just like, well.
How do you fix that? Everybody has that. How do you fix it?
I mean, I think there's a variety of ways. What worked for me was, first of all, kind of getting out of my head a little bit. And sometimes
how do you do that?
Well, for me, sometimes that involves literally like getting out and getting some fresh air and fresh scenery. So AJ and I went on a little drive last night. And then before bed, I just kind of like...
I feel like you're resistant. You're not really wanting to engage in this.
I am. I reconstructed as I was going off to sleep. I kind of reframed my day. And instead of staying in the greenness of the funkiness, I reframed and, well, I don't know. It's kind of a hard process to
describe. Would you call it a meditative entry into sleep?
Yes, that's a great way to say it, and I would not have put those words together, but yes.
Meditating an entry?
A meditative entry into sleep, yeah.
Okay. I just was trying to pick whatever words you weren't going to put together. Meditation and entry aren't typically words that people pair together.
It's true. And that really helped me. And by the time I woke up this morning, I actually genuinely had forgotten that I was in a funk yesterday. It was kind
Perfect.
Of magic like that.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks to me that I reminded you about it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like sometimes it's meaningful to know that other people have taken a square kick to the crotch.
Right.
Like you felt like you just have. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. And there's a way out. And I wish you would have shared more, but I enjoyed your approach to recovery. Mm-hmm. Because who doesn't lay in bed and think about things, especially after a weird day? And to do that focused on positive things and stuff, and that it so changed, not only then was sleep physically restorative,
yes,
it was psychologically restorative. And I think that's a powerful tool and something that we overlook way too much.
Absolutely.
So there, I guess, whatever. Shut up, Kyle. The episode's over. Go buy some name tags that say, hello, my name is Dr. Teal.
Okay, I'm going to go give the dogs a bath with the cologne bubble bath, so then the dogs can...
Then it'll smell like a mixture of funk and funk. Which is worse, the way they smell now or the way they will smell?
Gosh, I don't know. They stink so bad.
She yawned at you when you said that. Okay, hey, I do hope everybody has, and even just more than one awesome today, but all the days of this week that are awesome.
Yeah.
And if they weren't, as you wind down, maybe meditatively enter yourself, or whatever that phrase was I just used.
Meditative entry into sleep.
That too. Yes, would you?
Please do.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.